The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Surrey Storm Podcast, really pleased to say that Leah Middleton not only joins us, but she's back for 2021. Leah, great news.
Yep, thank you for having me, Andy.
The return for 2021, was it a difficult decision?
Yes and no. Obviously, being a long way from home, I think it always plays in the back of your mind, you know, to go back and stay in your comfort zone and be with your family. But obviously, when having a chat with Mickey and her discussing her plans for Storm 2021, yeah, it wasn't an opportunity that I wanted to miss. So I'm very thankful to be back and I'm super excited to get started.
And knowing that she wanted you as well, just to be part of the team into the new year, that must have been special for you as well.
Yeah, I was super happy that she obviously saw me in those plans moving forward. And at the same time, I had a little bit of relief, really, because obviously only playing 3 games this season, I felt like I had a lot more to show and a lot more to give to Storm. So yeah, I'm very happy overall.
From those 3 games, we could see that there was definitely something that you had to bring to the team, and a lot of us are glad that you're sticking around.
Yeah, well, me too. Definitely me too. I do think, not just myself, but I think the whole team have a lot to give. And yeah, super excited to get started for this next season and start preparing.
When you joined last season, was it easy enough to fit into that group of girls?
Yeah, of course. I think everyone at Storm, teammates, coaches, and even fans have welcomed me with open arms. So I've been very lucky and I feel like I've slotted in quite nicely. So yeah, I feel at home here and yeah, I'm happy to be sticking around for another season.
Mickey, you'll be extremely supportive of all the players. So, and that'll give you a bit of a assurance as a player as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there was a few conversations with Mickey through lockdown, like, oh, what do? I'm stuck here. But she reassured me the whole time. And it's nice to know that I have someone, not just Mickey, but lots of people in my corner and backing me and supporting me. So it's nice, yeah.
During COVID, that support network was there from Storm, but supporting Karen as well. And maybe the pair you've been Aussies, I don't know, an extra rock, given the fact you were both away from home?
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously, 2020 has been difficult for everyone for lots of different reasons, but being so far from home, it really has made you realise how far away you are from family when something like this happens. And obviously, no one prepared for it, but having Karen here was just, yeah, it was really nice. And the fact that we both decided to stay together was good. And especially she has a few more years of maturity than I do. So she was able to help me out a lot and, you know, give me good advice. So it was nice.
From those 3 games of last season, was it relatively easy to get a feel of the league here?
Yeah, definitely. I think the season definitely started with a bang. I guess it was a blessing, really, that I did get those 3 games, because now I definitely know what I'm in for come 2021. So now, yeah, I'm just working on making sure that I'm physically prepared and ready to go come February next year.
But on the flip side, people don't still, to some extent, know what your game's like. There's still going to be things there that they haven't seen yet, which is exciting.
Yeah, hopefully I've got a few secrets just hidden. but yeah, it will be good, and I'm excited just to get out there and not only see what we can give, but, you know, see what the other teams bring as well. It's always exciting.
Fans have got in touch and have obviously just said that you really made your mark in those 3 games and you had a really strong start. So comments from the fans as well, it's just adds to, I don't know, that determination for next season as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think as an athlete, it's always hard to prepare through a time where there's so much uncertainty. So that's probably what I struggled with most through lockdown, is not knowing when our return would be. But now there's obviously that set date of what we can aim towards. I think it's all about being ready, being strong, being fit, and just, you know, hitting that court when the time comes. So yeah, I'm definitely determined and I'm ready to go.
So you would have been back in training. How are things looking with that new team?
Yeah, it's good. Obviously try and keep my cards close to my chest at the moment, but I've been pleasantly surprised obviously I had no doubt that Storm and the talent, the group of talent in our team would be strong. But yeah, it's been really, really good to just see everyone put it all out there. And I think just really appreciate what it means to be back on court and be back as a playing group together. So yeah, it's been good.
How do you think your game's grown?
That's a good question. I think, like, obviously having some time away from netball, which hasn't happened to me much in my playing career so far, obviously coming from Australia and only having a few weeks off a year, having time to step away and really think about it, I just think I've got a really big focus on getting fit and getting very strong, and just getting my footwork going again. So yeah, that's probably my focus.
Has it been tricky the last couple of months, or have you had to almost just face it head on and deal with it mentally, coming out strong, that kind of attitude towards it?
Yeah, it has been tricky. Obviously, it's had its ups and downs, probably how everyone would feel. Yeah. But, you know, I think I've just been really lucky to have been a part of Storm for 2021. We stayed in good contact and, you know, we kind of shared training ideas to try and keep ourselves motivated. So it has been tricky, but at the same time, it has been refreshing to kind of step away and really assess what I need to work on moving forward, and now obviously having the opportunity to go ahead and do that. So yeah, it's been good and it's been bad.
And you did well. You didn't mention a word on Mickey's quizzes.
That's because I never won.
Oh, right, okay. Who was particularly good on that form? Mickey's family, because she did the question.
I mean, I think there was a little bit of speculation with the Austin team, but I'll probably have to say the Golvins. They were pretty consistent and yeah, quite good. So I'd go with MG's team.
But it's things like that, and just keeping connected with teammates, as a lot of teams up and down the country at all levels have been doing, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was a nice, a fun way to stay together. So it was a good idea.
You'll be joined again in that defence with Alima and Neve as well. So what's it like working in that kind of partnership with them?
Yeah, it's been really good at training. And I feel like the partnership between all three of us is growing and on its way to becoming solid. So I'm excited to see what all three of us can bring, because I think all three of us are completely different. So it will be really interesting, and hopefully it will all click on the day and be really good.
And we can't fail to acknowledge what Lorraine and Katie brought to the team over the years. And you'd hope that one form or another, when crowds are allowed back in, we'll be able to celebrate their career and give them a proper send-off.
Yeah, definitely. The short time that I spent with them both, they offered me so much. And, you know, I learned a lot from the short period of time that we were together. So definitely grateful, and I'm sure the many years before me, they did the same to many other players. So it will be nice when hopefully we can all get together and celebrate them, because they both definitely deserve a good send-off from Storm.
Karen back at the other end, and she's joined by another marquee sign-in by all accounts. Emily will tell you that I've got nowhere fast on clues. So anything you want to share?
Oh, it is top secret business, I think. But
no matter who it is, will Storm fans be impressed by who's coming?
Yes, I definitely think Storm fans will be impressed. And obviously they're Storm fans, so I think that they'll be accepting and supportive. But yeah, it's exciting times ahead, I think.
Well dodged. And what's it going to be like to play in front of that home crowd again, whenever that may be? Because I'd imagine playing a game behind closed doors is completely different as a player.
Yeah, I think from what I experienced this year with the preseason games and the two games that we did have at home, a Storm home game is always special. So I think this time round, and then the next time we get to play in front of that Storm crowd, it will be extra special. So I'm super excited, and I can't wait for that moment to happen and arrive. But until then, I guess we've just got to keep pushing, and whether it be behind closed doors or in front of our home crowd, we're just going to have to, you know, stay determined and stay focused on our goals to do the best we can. So yeah, looking forward to seeing everyone when that eventually happens.
February to me seems like a long way off, but what's it like for you between now and February? Are you just looking forward to it, or is now the longest preseason ever just about to kick in?
No, I'm quite happy that round one isn't until February. It gives us lots of time to prepare, and I'm one of those people that you can never be too prepared. So I'm happy that it's in February, and I think we have a really good thing going in our training blocks. We break it down and, you know, really separate what we're working on in our training week block. So yeah, it'll all come in good time.
Leah, that's great. Really pleased that you're back for 2021.
Thank you, me too. I'm so excited.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.